At 101.5 FM, we love to celebrate our beautiful region and the many success stories produced here. And boy, have we got an awesome story for you today for what is being called a world-first innovation born right here in Moreton Bay. If you're one of the 6 million Australian women currently experiencing menopause or one of the 190,000 in perimenopause, stop what you're doing right now and listen up. Desiree Tate has gone from being an award-winning whitewater sports photographer to skincare founder. Now, that's a journey. So let's find out about that journey. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in today.
Desiree, you've experienced perimenopause at 45 mm-hmm. and couldn't find products that worked for your changing skin. What was that aha moment that made you realise that the beauty industry was missing something pretty critical?
To tell you the truth, I didn't actually realise that my skin concerns were linked to perimenopause. Because no one actually spoke about that at the time and they didn't speak about it being a symptom. I started researching why my skin concerns started and why now. And I came across a newly published research paper that linked menopause and the microbiome. And it stated that menopausal hormonal changes actually change the microbiome on your skin more than aging alone. And that just made me go, wow, that's incredible. And looked for products that formulated for this, and there just was nothing on the market.
Desiree, I know that you've spent the last 18 months working on microbiome science using DNA sequencing technology. Can you explain it in simple terms? What happens to our skin's microbiome during menopause and why does that matter?
We've all heard about the gut microbiome and how maintaining that is beneficial to our overall well-being. But our skin actually has its own microbiome. And when we go through hormonal changes, which we do during menopause, it actually affects that microbiome balance. And when that balance is out, we start to see things like breakouts, uneven skin tone, loss of elasticity. Oh, that's a good hard word to say. Mm-hmm. Loss of elasticity, dullness, and just a loss of glow. So a lot of women say they just feel there's no glow anymore. Increased sensitivity. And that's just to name a few of them. So if we're not supporting the skin microbiome, we're not actually supporting the very mechanism that is taking care of these skin concerns.
Now, Desiree, I know that you've tested every formulation on your own skin during the last 18 months before launching. What was that breakthrough moment when you knew that you had finally cracked the code for menopausal skin?
Well, the breakout wasn't a single moment for me. It was kind of realizing that this was working for my skin. So I was using something and using science that was good for my skin. I was no longer having breakouts. My skin was glowing. And I even had a stranger stop me on the street and tell me that I had beautiful skin, which had really never happened to me before. And I started seeing other women using microbiome-focused products that were noticing the same changes. And that's when I realized that this was a message that needed to get out to all women.
Now, I'd like to pop off quickly to a song break. Are you happy to stay with me?
I'd love to.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with us, Desiree. A whole lot more questions that we need to ask. With nearly 190,000 Australian women entering menopause in the next year alone, what are the likely skincare changes that they should be looking out for signs that their microbiome might be disrupted?
Let's not forget the 6 million Australian women who are already in menopause. Often the first symptom of perimenopause is a changing skin. As our hormones fluctuate, so do the changes. So we might start noticing things like the odd breakout, our skin starts to feel and look really dull. We have uneven skin tone. We might even start reacting to makeup that we've been using for a really long time. Our skincare might not be working the way it used to. There are a lot of symptoms. But if you start noticing small changes and you're around that 38 to 45 age group, you're probably starting perimenopause. Now, the key to this whole thing with the skin microbiome is to keep it healthy. So I like to think of it as a diet. We don't start eating healthy food when we're sick. We should be eating healthy food all the time. And it's the same with looking after our skin microbiome. You shouldn't only go and look for a microbiome-focused skincare when you start to see problems. You really should be keeping that skin healthy from the get-go.
Now, the beauty industry has been talking about anti-aging for absolutely decades, but your research is taking a completely different approach. And how do you explain to women that it isn't about reinventing time, it's about supporting their skin biology?
Look, our skin is alive. It knows how to take care of itself, and we just need to give it the tools that it needs to do what it does best. So the reality is we're all going to age, and you can fight it as much as you want, but you're never going to actually win that fight. So we really are trying to change the way the beauty industry is talking. In today's society, we are all about prioritizing healthy living. We should also be prioritizing healthy skin.
There's fascinating new research linking skin's bacteria to mood and even stress levels. Where do you see the science taking us in the future?
This is so exciting. So research has found that people with higher levels of a common bacterium called cutibacterium, which lives on your skin and on your, particularly your facial skin and under your arms, people with a higher level of that have reported feeling less stressed and more positive. So scientists are actually calling this the skin-brain axis. And basically what that is now opening the conversation to is, if we're looking at treating mental health, should we also be looking at the health on our skin? And I love the idea that we're looking at holistic health now. It's not just mental health on its own and gut health and skin health. This is, everything is linked, and it's just so exciting to think where this could be going.
Desiree Tate, founder of New Allume, skincare for menopausal women, a world first discovery born right here in Moreton Bay. Desiree, thank you so much for joining us here on Morning Magazine on 101.5 FM and keeping our community connected and informed. And listeners, if you'd like to hear Desiree again or simply want to spread the good news, head to the 101.5fm.com.au and search podcast.